with the manipulation traps in mind, we'll now explore 7 basic verbal wu-wei or assertiveness techniques. In using the techniques, be as kind and considerate as you can, while also being direct and honest. The assertive Bushido personality is relaxed about revealing himself through words and actions. He communicates with people openly, directly, and honestly, and maintains a positive self-image, which is a major ingredient for happiness and success in life. To enforce your rights and stop others from manipulating you, you need to change your behavioral patterns in response to manipulation. As I explained in Session 1, in martial arts, the student is taught, keep your mind like calm water. If your mind is calm, you perform at maximum efficiency. In other words, if there is an encounter, you will do far better without anger. You can relate this to verbal encounters in your past. When you're angry, you're not rational, and thus at a mental disadvantage. In using these techniques, remember to speak calmly and firmly at a standard volume. You must never become sarcastic or counterattack your adversary with your own manipulative charges. Even thinly veiled sarcasm, which is verbal aggression, will trigger responding aggression or more criticism. All right. Verbal technique number 1 is called the repeat technique. This is a persistent, unchanging verbal approach to the problem. You basically ignore the manipulative traps of the person you are asserting to and repeat what you want in a calm voice. The other person will attempt to deter you with manipulation, but you continue to repeat your desires until they give in to your request or you arrive at a compromise. The technique will teach you persistence, which is a basic key to assertiveness. And with the repeat technique, there is never any need for rehearsing what you're going to say prior to an encounter. You are always ready to take on your adversary. The secret to success is the calm repetition and the realization that people usually give up after they hear the first no. Most people have only so many no statements to hand you. Simplifying the encounter, if they have 4 no statements, you only need to use the repeat technique 5 times. If they have 6 no statements, you need 7. You get the idea. Remember that it's better not to provide your adversary with reasons why you want what you want. When he asks why, or attempts to use logic, or demands justifications beyond the basic assumption, he is attempting to induce guilt. Here are some examples of the repeat technique in action. Let's say 2 weeks ago you took your expensive watch into a jeweler to be repaired. You explained that the illumination button often sticks, which wears down the battery. He accepted the watch for repair, and you picked it up yesterday, paying him $30 for his services. Now, the watch worked fine in the shop, but soon began to malfunction again. This morning, you returned to his shop. You say, I picked up my watch yesterday and paid you $30 for the repairs, and you didn't fix it. I would like you to fix my watch now. The jeweler responds, Well, if you'll leave it with me, I'll look at it as soon as I can and give you a call. You say, I don't want to leave my watch again. I want you to fix it now. Now note that the repeat technique is the same sentence, or nearly the same sentence. I want you to fix my watch now. The jeweler says, I can't fix it now. I'm very busy fixing Mrs. Johnson's clock. You say, I understand that you're busy, and obviously my watch was in for repairs prior to your present work, and I want you to fix my watch now. the jeweler says.
Well, why can't you leave it for a little while? I don't think it will kill you to go without a watch for a day or two.
You say, I understand what you think, and I want my watch fixed now, the jeweler says.
Mrs. Johnson is going to come in here at 11 for her clock, and if I fix your watch, it won't be ready on time.
Now note, the jeweler is using a verbal, guilt-inducing technique. He is trying to make you responsible for Mrs. Johnson's inconvenience. So you say,
I understand that Mrs. Johnson may have to wait, and I want you to fix my watch now.
The jeweler says,
Who do you think you are, anyway, going around making demands like this?
You say, I am someone who paid you to fix his watch, and it isn't fixed, and I want you to fix it now. The jeweler says,
Okay, give me the watch. I'll see if I can't find out what's wrong with it.
All right, now end of dialogue. Often the reaction from people who are first exposed to these concepts is, But when somebody says, no, I can't just keep at them like that. Wrong. You can do anything you decide to do, especially if you're trained for the job. The more you practice being assertive, the easier it will become. Verbal technique number 2 is called I first statements. To effectively use assertiveness, you must know what you want and how you intend to clearly communicate it. The key word is I, and in using these techniques, you respond to the needs of I. By making straightforward I statements, you become explicit and clear. By using I first, people will not misunderstand your desires, and there is less likelihood that they'll continue any manipulative attempts. When you assertively relate information about yourself, your feelings, and thinking in regard to another person, you allow communications to flow smoothly, thus reducing manipulation. The continued use of this technique should help you to disclose information about yourself that previously might have caused anxiety. Now here are some examples. I would prefer to go to the community playhouse instead of a movie.
I don't care if all the other mothers in school are letting their children go on the trip. I will not let you go unless it's better chaperoned.
Okay, now here are a couple of dialogue examples. Wife. After spending the last hour cleaning up the kitchen, it would certainly be nice if someone would take out the garbage.
Husband. I'm helping Johnny with his homework, and one of us will take it out as soon as we're finished.
Now note, this was an I statement and a compromise. Here's another dialogue.
Husband.
Sorry to be so late getting home, but I got into a discussion with Bob and we forgot about the time.
Wife.
I'm very irritated at you for not calling and letting me know.
Note, now that was an I statement of real feelings to avoid repressing.
Husband.
Well, I guess my dog leash needs a little tightening, doesn't it?
Wife. I am speaking only of basic consideration. Your dinner was ready 2 hours ago, and I believe you could have called and told me. Verbal technique number 3 is called clouding. With this technique for coping with manipulative criticism, you cloud the issue without denying anything, or becoming defensive or attacking with manipulative criticism of your own. You simply respond calmly, acknowledging that there may be some truth in what has been said, yet you always remain the judge of what you are going to do. Clouding works best against manipulative criticism from people who are not close to you personally, for it sets up a psychological distance between you and the person you're clouding. By using this technique, you become desensitized and learn to take criticism easily without anxiety or counterattack. yet it provides your adversary with no rewards at all. Here's an example dialogue. Boss.
Diane, sometimes you seem to take twice as long as other times to get your work done.
Diane. It does seem that I'm more productive on some days than I am on others.
Boss.
Well, maybe you should be paying a little more attention to your duties.
Diane. I'm sure there are times I should be a little more attentive.
Boss.
Well, maybe you aren't getting enough rest and shouldn't stay out so late on a work night.
Diane. You could be right. If I feel the need for more sleep, I'll get in earlier. As you can see, this sort of dialogue could go on forever, and Diane doesn't apologize while continuing to do what she wants. Here's another example of the clouding technique. This time, an in-law is looking for a fight with his son-in-law.
In-law.
My daughter deserves a husband who is more ambitious.
Paul. I could probably be more ambitious than I am.
In-law.
I don't know what she ever saw in you anyway.
Paul.
I don't know what she sees in me either, but I'm glad that she does.
In-law.
Sometimes your very presence irritates me.
Paul. People sometimes irritate other people.
In-law.
Don't you have anything more to say?
Paul. I guess I haven't had a lot to say, have I? All right, now in using the clouding technique, you have to listen closely to what your adversary says. But after that, there's no mental strain. You paraphrase and give him nothing more to grasp at or to use as the basis for a fight. It becomes a game of cat and mouse, and you're the cat, batting words back and forth while avoiding aggressive behavior. At the same time, you retain your self-respect while looking down on your adversary from a detached perspective. The fourth verbal technique is negative declaration. This verbal technique is used to admit to a mistake or a fault without apologizing for it. You simply agree with your attacker's criticism. The result will be to reduce their anger or hostility, and you won't have to go through the denial. This will help you to rise above the idea that because you make a mistake or have a fault, you should feel guilty. Here's an example dialogue. Attacker.
You were supposed to leave the key under the front doormat for me last night. It wasn't there, and I had to climb in the window.
You. You're right. I said I would, but I forgot, and I should have done that. Sometimes I forget things. Here's another example. Attacker.
You sure made a mess out of the way you handled the presentation last night.
You. I wasn't very happy about the way I handled it myself. Okay, and then here's another. Attacker.
You put too much bleach in your hair. It looks like a molding haystack.
You. I was concerned about that myself. It wasn't one of my wisest decisions. The attackers here are all attempting to make you feel guilt or anxiety. You can assume that they would like to see you crawl because you made a mistake. If you deny the mistake, they're just waiting to really attack, pointing out every hideous detail of their inconvenience or your stupidity. Remember, there should be no guilt associated with making a mistake, and don't let anyone manipulate you into assuming otherwise. Here is verbal technique number 5, negative question. This is an extremely valuable technique you can use to stop manipulation by attempting to attain more criticism. You can then use this information if it's of value, and it also forces the attacker to get everything off his chest,
thus exhausting his manipulative ploys. You question calmly and without emotion. The technique is more for those people you really care about, and it can prompt them to express more honestly, thus improving communications. It also teaches your critic to be more assertive and less manipulative. Here's an example dialogue. Husband, I wish you wouldn't go to the movies with your girlfriends all the time. Wife, I don't understand, Paul. What is it that you don't like about me going to the movies once a month with the girls? Husband, well, the kids miss you at bedtime. Wife, I understand that the kids might miss me at bedtime, but maybe I can read them a story before I leave. Is there anything else that you don't like about me going to the movies with the girls? Husband, well, I can just see some guys out there trying to pick you up. You're really pretty, you know. Wife, I suppose someone could try to pick me up, but I wouldn't go. Is there anything else you dislike about this idea? Now note, the last two sentences use clouding, an I statement, and negative question. Let me repeat the wife's response. I suppose someone could try to pick me up, but I wouldn't go. Is there anything else you dislike about this idea? Husband, how do I know you're going to the movies anyway? I wouldn't be surprised if you're going off to sit in a bar somewhere. Wife, I do just go to the movies, and I understand that there's no way for you to know exactly where we are without checking. Is there any other reason you dislike me going to the movies with the girls? Husband, well, no. Wife, I believe what we need to discuss is trust and work out a situation in which you'll feel comfortable. Okay. The manipulator will only have so many complaints, and you are out to exhaust them with the negative question technique. Once all the facts are on the table, you have the basis for a solution. The next verbal technique is compromise. There is no technique to share, but it's one of the main considerations because it's so important to resolving problems. In dealing with people, especially those close to you, compromise is going to be the best answer. But if a decision or compromise results in your loss of self-esteem, it is unacceptable. The last technique is called sidetracking. This technique is closer to manipulation than to an assertiveness skill, but it can be used in touchy or diplomatic situations where you wish to quietly avoid answering a question while appearing that you have. Hopefully, your adversary will forget or ignore his original request. But if this technique fails, then go directly to the other assertiveness techniques. Sidetracking is a smooth way of changing the subject. You provide a partial or non-committal answer to the request, and, without taking a breath, verbally switch the conversation to something that appears to be naturally related, but is actually more interesting than the original subject. This technique is often used by talk show guests and politicians who are being interviewed. Here's a sidetracking example. Talk show host. I understand your last picture didn't do very well at the box office. Movie star. It did start off a little slow, but they've already committed 8 times as many theaters for the film I've just finished shooting. It's called Raging Sky, and did you know that Stacy Williams was almost killed by a wild buffalo while filming in Nebraska? I've never seen so much blood in my life. Obviously, if the star had not used clouding to answer the host's question, he would have reinforced the point he did not want 12 million viewers to notice. Sidetracking fit the situation, and no one was harmed in any way. Actually, the audience could care less about how much money the last film made, but they can't wait to hear about Stacy and the Bloody Buffalo. The secret of success with this technique is to come up with an attention-grabbing alternative to the original question or attempted manipulation. To learn more about Wu Wei and assertiveness techniques, there is additional support material in the manual that accompanied this course. Session number 7 is going to be a workshop in which you'll work with Wu Wei assertiveness techniques. The actual program runs only 30 minutes, but you'll be shutting your player off and on while responding to my directives to test your ability. So you might spend a couple of hours or more working with the session the first time. Then, each time you do the session, alter your responses until it becomes second nature to use the repeat technique, I first statements, clouding, negative declaration, negative question, and sidetracking.